Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Gujarat Gas Limited Q4 FY24 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Sadashiv Vishnu from Anurag Services LLP. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Q4 financial year 2024 and financial year 2024 earnings conference call for Gujarat Gas Limited. From Gujarat Gas management side, we have Mr. Rajesh Sidharth, who is the Chief Financial Officer, Mr. Sandeep Dave, who is Company Secretary, Mr. Deepesh Chauhan, Head of Industrial Marketing and Business Development, and Mr. Vikas Gangal, Head of Domestic and Commercial Segments. We will begin the call with the opening remarks from the management side, post which we will have a Q&A session. Thank you, and over to you, Mr. Sandeep Dave.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Very warm welcome to Q4 FY23-24 earnings call of Gujarat Gas Limited. I am Sandeep Dave, Company Secretary of Gujarat Gas Limited. To give you a brief background about Gujarat Gas, Gujarat Gas is the largest city gas distribution company in India. The company is operating in 27 geographical areas spread across six states and one union territory. We have a good mix of matured and emerging CGD areas. We have developed a pipeline network of more than 39,000 kilometers, which provides natural gas to more than 21 lakh households, 4,400 industrial customers, 15,200 commercial customers. We also operate more than 800 CNG stations and serve approximately 4 lakh vehicles per day. I would like to give you a brief update on the business side for Q4. Happy to inform that we have achieved the highest-ever CNG volume of 2.89 MMSCMD in Q4 FY24, which is 14% higher than Q4 of previous year. Consistent with our strategy for focusing on increasing gas volumes, we have achieved an average industrial volume of 6.84 MMSCMD for the month of March 2024. GGL's contribution during the financial year has been recognized by some of the reputed institutions. Just to take you through some of them, GGL won the SKOCH Award 2024 in the ESG category, which recognizes our contribution on the ESG front. GGL was ranked among the top 150 wealth creators 2024 by Dalal Street Investment Journal. GGL has been recognized as the world's most trustworthy companies 2023 by Newsweek among the listed firms in the energy and utility category. GGL is listed in Dun & Bradstreet's flagship publication, India's Top 500 Value Creators 2023, where GGL was ranked 20th. Won IEI Industrial Excellence Award 2023 for commendable performance in the category of engineering, manufacturing, and processing. Then we have been recognized as a supply chain champion by the Institute of Management in the oil and gas industry. GGL aims to deliver affordable, reliable, and cleaner energy by operating responsibly and performing with excellence while considering environment, social, and governance factors. As part of our commitment to ESG initiatives, we have taken various measures, which include hydrogen blending pilot project, which we have completed with 5% blending. Now we have increased the percentage level from 5% to 8%. We are aggressively setting up CNG infrastructure to promote the use of clean and green fuel. We have also started injecting biogas into the GGL system. This project has already been rolled out, and three different locations we have been injecting biogas. The company has embarked on a major digitization drive across various business operations and processes, which cover our PNG, CNG, LNG tanker movement, billing, collection, vendor invoicing submission, which have been digitized or are in the process of being digitized. As a part of our commitment to the environment, we have planted more than 2,100 sapling trees on the Environment Day. reducing use of combustion and polluting fuel. Our major contribution to the environment is that by virtue of promoting use of PNG sales to industrial consumers, we have reduced burning of approximately 13,750 metric ton of coal per day. And through our CNG sale outlets, we have reduced combustion of approximately 2,700 kiloliter of petrol per day during this financial year 2023-24. At Gujarat Gas, we adhere to highest standards of safety and a strong culture of safety. GGL is an ISO certified organization for integrated quality, occupational health, safety and environment management system. At Gujarat Gas, we adhere to highest standards of HSC and maintain a strong safety culture. We build and maintain a safe and reliable gas network in our areas of operation. With this brief background, I now request Mr. Dipen Chauhan to share details about new business initiatives of GGL. Over to you, Dipen.
Thank you, Sandeep ji. Good afternoon, everyone. I shall start with an update on the industrial segment. We have achieved increase of 8% in the industrial volume, that is from 5.36 MMSCMD in corresponding quarter previous year to 5.80 MMSCMD in current quarter this year. This increase was on account of focused efforts on business development activities for customer segments of ceramic as well as non-ceramic industry. Morbi volumes have increased to 3.82 MMSCMD in current quarter compared to 3.4 MMSCMD in same quarter of previous year, which is increase of 11%. GGL has been able to achieve the highest ever industrial sales in financial year 2023-24 of 6.84 MMSCMD in March 2024. Further to that, GGL has published an EOI for supply of natural gas to ceramic customers of Morbi and Surendranagar area. GGL has received good response for the same and execution of agreement with customer is in process. In non-Morbi market, the pipeline infrastructure development in the key new industrial GAs of Dadra and Nagar Haveli, Thane, Ahmedabad Rural, Pitampura, which is near Indore, Kutch West, is in advanced stages of development and we expect to tap additional volume of 0.2 to 0.3 MMSCMD from these markets. This is a brief update on the industrial segment. Now, I shall provide update for CNG segment. The company is currently operating 808 CNG stations across the geographies. We have added 33 CNG stations across GAs of Gujarat and outside Gujarat. And we have achieved average CNG sales of 2.89 MMSCMD for quarter ended in 31st March 2024 with a growth rate of 14% over the same quarter previous year. This has led to achieving highest ever volume of CNG sales in quarter 4 FY 2024. We continue to see increase in company fitted CNG vehicles and anticipated further CNG sales growth. The growth has been achieved on the back of investment in CNG station infrastructure coupled with favorable government policy. In the coming quarters, results award of first round of FDODO scheme will be declared. This will help us in developing CNG infrastructure and in the GGL authorized area in coming years. Historically, we are growing at around 11.50% CAGR on CNG sales. In Gujarat region, especially Ahmedabad rural region, has grown CNG volume by 51%, the highest in Gujarat region. Outside regions have grown CNG volumes by 23% year on year. In terms, overall volume, Gujarat region contributes around 87% and other regions contribute 13% presently. One interesting thing, we have signed MOU for MS and HSD and CNG FDODO with OMC, that is HPCL, BPCL and IOCL. The key areas of the MOUs with these OMCs are OMC providing liquid fuels and lubricants at GGL outlets. This will add additional revenue source at our CNG outlets. Same time, setting up CNG facility at OMC outlets as this will be a win-win proposition. We'll be able to capture footfall in OMC outlets also. This is a brief update on CNG segment. Finally, I shall provide update on LNG for transportation segment. GGL, being an integrated energy company, is well poised to take lead in decarbonizing transportation. GGL's presence in and across LNG value chain is a major strength in taking a lead in LNG fuel retailing for heavy and medium commercial vehicles. This is a business update. Now I will request our CFO, Sri Rajesh Sivadasan, to share details about financial performance of the company.
Thanks, Deepen. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I am Rajesh Sivadasan, the Chief Financial Officer and the Head of Investor Relationships at Gujarat Gas. I welcome you to the earnings call and would like to thank all of you for attending the call today. I trust you all would have gone through our financial results for the quarter as well as the full year for the financial year 2024, which has been reported on 6th of May 2024. We have been able to grow total volumes at 9% from 8.86 MMSCMD the quarter ended on 31st of March 23 to 9.69 for the quarter ended 31st of March 24. The quarter ended 31st March 2024, the overall volumes increased by 6% as compared to the previous quarter of the current year. During the year, the company has added additional 1.87 new domestic connections. The company has also achieved a volume of 0.7 MMSCMD for the year as compared to 0.68 MMSCMD for the year with respect to domestic customers. The growth of close to 4.4% on a year-on-year basis. During the year, the company has invested approximately 812 crores in the gas infrastructure. The company is presently having more than 39,300 kilometers of PE and steel pipeline along with more than 800 CNG stations, which is the backbone of our business. In terms of the revenue, the company has registered a revenue from operations of 4,294 crores during the quarter ended 31st of March, as against 4,074 crores for the same quarter in the previous year. The company has reported a profit after tax of 410 crores compared to 220 crores in the previous quarter of the current year, a rise of approximately 86%. The company's EBITDA for the quarter stands at 605 crores compared to 410 crores in the third quarter of the current year, the rise of 48%. In terms of rupee per SCMD, EBITDA margin is close to around 6.86 rupees per SCM in quarter 4 compared to 4.87 per SCMD in quarter 3 of the current year, which is the highest in the quarterly basis for the financial year. We have closely monitoring the propane future trajectory for our near-term and medium-term, and accordingly, we stick to our strategy to calibrate and strike a balance between volumes and margins for the quarters to come. The company has registered an EBITDA of 1,919 crores and a PAT of 1,143 crores for the financial year and for the financial year 2024. The various state governments are taking initiatives for reducing VAT, which is helping the CGD companies to grow volume. The VAT in our geographical area, that's the Union Territory of Dadar-Nagar Haveli, has been reduced from 20% to 6%, which will help us in the growth. Apart from this, the company has declared a dividend of 5.66 per share for the financial year 23-24 as compared to 6.65 per share in the previous year. The dividend payout is approximately 34.09% of the PAT compared to 30% of the PAT in the previous year. The company's credit rating stands as AAA stable and A+ from CARE, CRISIL and India Ratings, which shows the holistic consensus and the trust on the operational capability of GGL. We have already uploaded our investor presentation on GGL website. We hope you have gone through the same. With this, we open the floor for Q&A.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask questions may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking questions. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Vivekanand Subramanian from Ambit Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thank you very much for the opportunity. Could you tell us an update on the adoption of your tender and how much of the FY25 volume has been secured through this tender already among your customers? That's question one. The second question is on the non-Morbi areas. Your volumes seem to be between 1.9 to 2 MMSCMD on the industrial side in non-Morbi areas as well. I understand that in Morbi you have faced challenges. Could you give us some details on the business development effort that you've put in, especially in the non-Morbi areas, and any regulatory or NGT related tailwinds that are there? Thank you.
Good afternoon. First, I'll answer your question on Morbi. I think we have received very good response to our EOI in Morbi. Basically, we would like to compete with the propane in the Morbi market. And this EOI is specially targeted towards that only. We have just closed the process. All EOI is under scrutiny. And it looks like, I think, in this month or latest by early month, we complete the scrutiny of more than 150 EOIs. So that is a Morbi market. Regarding our marketing efforts and business development efforts in non-Morbi area, first of all, there are so many areas where natural gas is comparatively new fuel, especially geographical areas outside the Gujarat. So we are conducting many customer education workshops. At the same time, we are very much in touch with the industrial associations of these different GAs. And apart from that, even though we have our pipeline network development will take some time, we are providing gas through various other solutions like DCS and through Cascade and everything. And customers are happy with our efforts and the kind of marketing activities we are doing for the outside Gujarat area also. Thank you.
Okay, just one follow-up. You said that you had around 150 applicants. So does this mean that out of the 700 odd industries, the ceramic industries in the cluster, 20% chose to respond to this tender? I mean, how should we think about the response here and the volume scalability for you in Morbi, given that now you have shown willingness to compete with propane on pricing? Thank you.
It's something like this. Means you know the Morbi is a very large industrial market. And whenever you introduce some new concept or new scheme in the market, it will take one time, or at least I would like to say at least one or two quarters. People generally or customers generally observe each other, means how these guys are doing and what are the implications and everything. Once they are clear, and I think we are very confident that customer will accept our new scheme full-heartedly. And I think when next time or in soon, I think within two more quarters, once again we'll come out with a new EOI, we'll get a fantastic response once again.
Okay, thank you. I'll come back with you.
Thank you. The next question is from Probal Sen from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity, sir. Just playing on this whole tender thing, forgive me for asking a basic question, but how is this scheme different from the approach to signing contracts that we have been following till now? If you can just kindly give us a little bit of color in terms of how this will work differently and why you think that this is a better approach to secure customers.
Sorry, will you please repeat your question? You are not audible properly.
Am I audible now, sir? Is this fine?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. I was saying, sir, with respect to this tender, just wanted to understand how is this tender different from, let's say, the approach we have been following in Morbi all these years? And if you can just throw some color on why you think this is a better approach and why this will be a more attractive option for customers. Anything, any color you can share will be appreciated.
Mr. Sen, this is basically to attract the customers who are switched on the propane. And whatever the price policy and the terms of the GSA is basically to attract those customers back to natural gas. So this is, I could like to say that we are targeting propane customers to switch back to natural gas.
Okay. The second question, sir, was a little bit of a housekeeping one. This quarter, we saw, if we look at the blended realization on a per SCM basis, you know, it actually was up slightly compared to Q3. If my numbers are correct, it was around 46.6 rupees per SCM. I'm talking on an overall volume perspective. And this quarter, it was 46.9. Was just trying to understand, given that we reduced our prices by more than 3 rupees at least in Morbi in March. Wanted to understand how the realization has actually gone up on a QOQ basis, sir.
See, the realization goes up on account of one or two factors. One is the price at which we are procuring the gas. And the other thing is what is the amount of discount I'm giving to the customers over there. So basically we were able to source gas at a better price. That's the reason.
Okay. And last question, if I may, sir, the CAPEX this year was at around 812 million or so, 812 crores, which is slightly lower than the run rate we have seen in the last few years. Any guidance if we can get for CAPEX and the volume growth also for the next couple of years? Anything you can share?
Yeah, see, you need to understand that basically we are, for the CNG stations, we are going with the FDODO model. So there will be no new CNG, except for a few, the majority of the CNG capex will be done by the third party. With respect to other capex, basically we will be investing close to around 1,000 crores on a yearly basis. With respect to the steel pipelines, the PE pipelines, etc., for the development of the infrastructure. That 1,000 crores still remains.
And any volume guidance that you can give? That's my last question.
Volume guidance?
Yeah.
Yeah, it will be almost the same guidance at 10% is from the current volumes.
Thank you very much, sir, for your patient answers. I'll come back if I have any more.
Thank you. The next question is from Amit Murarka from Axis Capital. Please go ahead.
Good evening. Thanks for the opportunity. Size the current Morbi market right now? Like, I believe earlier it used to be close to 8 as an SCMD. So has it gone up is what I wanted to check.
It remains the same.
Okay. So the growth that you mentioned, YOY, that you had is more like market share gains in that case.
Yeah, of course.
Okay. And when you say that this EOI tender is aimed at getting customers back from propane to natural gas, so are you essentially saying that it will be at a discount to propane, and what happens to the investments that some of those customers might already have made for the propane handling facilities?
I think it's a bit early to comment on that, but it will be more or less at par with propane. That's what we plan.
Okay, got it. So customers could then basically work with flexible switching options then?
Absolutely.
Right. Generally, what is the gas sourcing mix right now for you?
Pardon? Will you please repeat?
What is the sourcing mix, the gas sourcing mix in terms of your LNG and also the APM that you're getting?
Yeah, I think for the last year, basically the APM was close to 30%, and basically short-term was close to short-term was 42%, and the long-term which was there was close to 28%.
Sure, thanks. I'll come back in the queue.
Yeah.
Thank you. Next question is from Somaya V from Avendus Spark. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity, sir. First question is on Morbi pricing. So we have had the spread between propane at a point in time close to 5 rupees, and we also, I think, in the last quarter we more or less on par. So how is the volume sensitivity in terms of this price gap? So what we think is a good price gap which can meaningfully swing volumes back?
Yeah, the customer will always ask for a price which is lower than propane. That's their wish list. But practically, if you look at the price reduction which we give, that we are almost there with the propane. So that's the reason for the increase in the volumes which happened in March.
So the full quarter was around 3.8, and what would have been the volumes in March?
It's 4.9.
So is it a right reading that then we are almost on par? So far we have seen volumes getting back up to 4.9. So
yeah,
understood, sir. And then you say a 8 to 10% volume guidance. So what is the extent of Morbi volumes that we are factoring in this? Just want to understand the growth between CNG and industrial within this 8 to 10%.
See, we are talking about a 10% on an overall basis. See, Morbi price, Morbi demand is subject to the prices which is dependent on the LNG prices which is there. So there's a fluctuation which happens on a seasonal level. So that has been factored into when we tell that the overall 10% growth would be there for an average volume increase for the company.
So within this, I mean, CNG would be growing at a much faster rate. I mean, I just want to understand of this 10%.
Yes, CNG will be going at a higher rate, because if you look at this last year also, CNG has grown at a higher rate. It has grown at close to, 12%. 14% last year.
Got it, sir. And also, could you just help us with what is the average cost of spot energy procurement last quarter and the quarter prior?
It was close to $11.5 to $12.
The last quarter. And the previous quarter, sir, that's already
available. Previous would be higher, because at that time spot was higher.
But I just want to understand, the current spot, whatever that has declined, so we've got the full benefits of it, or it's still something yet to come. So just want to understand that, because spot has now come down to close to $10. So the full benefit of this has got reflected in the last quarter itself, or is something yet to come?
The last quarter it would have been only there's a gradual decline which happened from March to April, no? March would be there, and almost April would be almost at the same rate. The spot was also almost at the same range. So that benefit will be applicable for this quarter also.
Got it, sir. And just one final question. So your EBITDA guidance earlier, you had given 5.5 per SCM. So that still stays?
Yeah, that still stands, yeah.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Thank you. Next question is from Yogesh Patil from Dolat Capital. Please go ahead.
Thanks for taking my question, sir. Sir, as per our understanding, Gujarat Gas has provided a PNG industrial pricing formula for the Morbi ceramic layer, which is linked to the Saudi propane prices. I have few questions related to this. Considering this formula, how much discounts will be assured to the ceramic layer compared to the propane prices in the long run? Second one, if you are providing a discount, then do you have a cheap gas sourcing which will protect your margin, EBITDA margin in the long run? And have you recently tied up or any plan to tie up in the near future for the long-term LNG?
I think I have only very short and sweet answer to all your questions, and answer is yes.
Couldn't get it, sir. Can you please elaborate a little bit?
Yes. We have a selling price in the formula, and it's highly competitive with the propane pricing, number one. That is the formula you are talking about. What was your second question, sir?
Sir, second question, if you are providing a kind of a discount based upon that formula compared to the propane, then do we have a cheap gas sourcing which will protect our EBITDA margins in a long run?
Yes, that is true. We will source gas in such a way that that will protect our margins.
Okay, and the last one, have you recently tied up or any plans to tie up for the long-term LNG?
We are continuously exploring that, and so answer is yes.
Okay. And sir, recently Saudi propane prices declared for the June month are lower, $580 per ton. So which will be applicable from the June month. So which will be at par with our PNG industrial prices and propane prices at Morbi. So are we planning to cut down the prices on the PNG industrial side in the month of June? Any indication?
I think we are working on it, and by last week of May, we'll be very much clear about the June pricing.
Okay. Thanks a lot, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from Sabri Hazarika from Emkay Global. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon. So I have two questions. Firstly, I mean, what your CNG outlet, I mean, you've mentioned around 808 in the presentation this year, and it was 808 mentioned last year end also. So your net addition has been zero, what, for, in the last 1 year?
No, there is an addition of close to 33, and there is a surrendering of around 33 because of the APTEL order, etc. So we added 33.
Okay,
that's the reason there is no increase. There is no increase which is shown, but actually there is a 33 CNG stations of addition which has happened.
Cancellation happened because of you said APTEL order. What exactly is that?
There are certain, we had certain CNG which were located in area not belonging to Gujarat, yes. So we have closed down those CNG stations, and that's what we are the closure we're talking about. Most of them were low volume CNG stations, so anyway had hardly impact on volume. To see the volume has significantly increased in spite of this closure of certain CNG stations.
Okay, and so is there, I mean, any difference in the dispensing station, number of dispensing station and the format of these outlets that you are able to like record good growth despite your network remaining same on a net basis?
Yes, you are right. Means we are setting up the CNG stations in a market where, which is nearby to already developed CGD areas. And apart from that, we are getting very good response in the states like MP and Rajasthan, where CNG growth is picking up.
Okay, got it. And what would be the guidance for this year in terms of CNG addition, station addition?
This time, this year we are very bullish, and because more than 25 CNG stations we are planning, and apart from that, because of the our Air Prodo scheme, and if we'll manage it properly and our construction work and is in line, I think we won't be surprised if we reach more than last 2 years even.
Okay, so and the net will also be like similarly this time. I think whatever realignment was to happen, that has already happened, right? So it could be like 25 to 30 net addition also, which might happen, right?
It could be more than that, I think.
Okay. And second small question, if you could say what is the current volumes, I mean, given that we are like in May, I think the economics are like largely okay. So what is the current volumes for the company?
11
MMSCMD, and this is like because of Morbi only that is going up?
Other areas also.
Other areas also doing well. Okay.
Other okay.
But you are saying that still we should take a 10% sort of like volume growth for FY25 on an average basis. Is that right?
Yeah, because see, the reason is basically we have a fluctuation which happens on a quarter basis. So basically we need to take into account that.
Okay, so versus last year, we should basically take a, I mean, the average for the last year, we should take a 10%, right? Rather than the exit rate. Is that
right?
Yeah,
you're right.
Okay, okay. Thank you so much and all the best. Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from Maulik Patel from Equirus. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity. Just one question is on the propane. And now as you entered for this 150 customers and start supplying the propane and gas at a propane price, will it create more volatility in your gross margin? Because what you understand that during the June to November period, propane prices are significantly lower than the remainder of the year. Now you start supplying at a lower price, probably the cost of supplying gas will be much higher than the propane price, and you will be incur some loss or probably at a no profit. Is that assessment correct?
Malik, I think that will be decided once you reach there. See, ultimately you need to understand the objectives of this proposition which the company has made. One is to have a stability in the volumes which the company has, and also provide a price to the customers which practically is preferring as a best alternative to them. So basically in that process, basically that there can be a sacrifice of a margin to some extent, not to a great extent, because we will be doing on a back-to-back basis.
So that I understand that. So I think primary goal for ours, and I really appreciate that we are looking to regain whatever we have lost in Morbi in the last 3 years.
Yeah.
And I think this is in the right strategy. Just understanding that will it impact significantly to the gross margin or not? Even if we regain the volume, which is more important for not only as in Gujarat gas, but also it will benefit the entire value chain, including the GSPC, including GSPL, and the group's commitment at an LNG terminals, which they have booked the capacity. So just saying that if today you have been doing probably 1.5 MMSCMD volume, if the number of volume that increase substantially, let's say after a couple of months down the line, given the success you may have, then that the managing that volume and the impact on that margin will be much higher. Because today you are doing probably 10% volume of overall for that 12-month contract. 6 months down the line, probably the number goes to 3 MMSCMD. Then again, that the proportion increases, the volatility in the margin will increase. That's what I want to understand that.
And see, Malik, there are two things. One is you know the number of, I think Deepen has told you the number of customers who have tried to enter into this agreement. So that percentage is much, that's not the entire universe of Morbi which is coming in. So that thing is already taken care with respect to that. And that's the process of learning which we'll be doing, wherein this thing will be happening, and over a period of time, the margin protection, etc., which will be happening on a back-to-back basis, where we'll be also sourcing the gas on a competitive basis, and even to the extent of hedging it to an alternative fuel also. So that basically reduces my risk with respect to the gross margins which you are trying to tell.
So what I understand that you will do
it's a new thing.
Have one on the sourcing at a lower price, and second you will go in a market and hedge that your exposure also, which will reduce this volatility.
Yeah.
Okay. Now the second question from the CNG side, obviously you are having the one of the best CNG growth among the large players with almost 12% volume growth. Though the number of CNG stations were pretty much flat last year because of some addition and what you mentioned, what kind of addition we are looking for this financial year of FY25? And if the government has reduced this APM allocation in CNG, or it has been static in terms of the allocation, I think you do combine is almost around 3.6 MMSCMD, 3.7. So that APM allocation has been static in Q4 compared to Q3, or it has reduced further?
It has reduced further.
So what is the number now?
It's 2.7. Practically the gap is around, it's between 30 to 20%.
Okay. But this 2.7 in the earlier quarter was 2.8?
Yeah.
Okay. And currently it's around 2.7 for the month of April, May, or it has been further reduced?
It's almost same. See, ultimately it is the gap of volume which the government has to give on a concessional basis, wherein and the volume which you are selling. So that gap is already there. That's close to 25 to 20% is the gap which is there. So you can calculate the numbers from there. So that is being supported by the spot or the long-term LNG which we have.
Okay, got it. Thank you. And just one bookkeeping number, what kind of a capex outlay we are looking for FY25 in terms of rupees crore?
It will be around 1,000 crores.
1,000 crores. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. The next question is from Sangeeta from Cogito. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, and thank you for taking my question. So my question really refers to your slide 14, where, you know, what we're really seeing is that over the last 4 to 5 years, the performance of the company in terms of ROE has actually come down. PAT has been almost static. Despite a fairly healthy level of CAPEX, which you continue to do to expand your territories and the business, would it be possible to understand why that has happened, and are we likely to be at the bottom of that cycle, whatever may have led to it, either in terms of volumes or margin?
Yeah, ma'am. See, thing is, basically, we have been investing over a period of last 3 years in the CNG business, mostly in the steel pipeline and the CNG outlet business. So that practically is being shown with the growth of CNG volumes which has happened in this financial year. And that is going to grow over the next few years also, because we have the infrastructure and the network in place to basically cater to the CNG growth also. If you look at the CNG vehicles being coming out of this, in the market, that the percentage is gradually increasing also. So practically, as a gas company, we are practically the best place to cater to this requirement, especially in the areas which we are operating. So yes, and in the previous years, we had an exceptional profit. So that's the reason this was higher. And gradually, yes, we will be moving ahead in this. And I think we expect the ROE numbers would change.
Okay. So if I look at slide 12, what I notice is that whatever a large part of the gain that you had in CNG volume actually was met by a reduction in the industrial volume, right? Particularly from FY22 onwards. So is that likely to now start reversing, because your gains in CNG really didn't show up because the industrials were declining, right? So are you likely to see the reversal in industrial, and also at a company level, are you likely to see improvement in margins, because the margin trajectory has also been downward?
Yeah, see, if you look at the previous years, practically the investment into the CNG and the infrastructure has been towards increasing our volumes in CNG. So that is practically taking off now, because we have seen a volatility in the industry volumes, which practically we need to reduce. That's the reason we are coming up with a new pricing formula, etc. So going forward, as a part of the infrastructure strategy, we are putting more efforts into the CNG, because the margins are also better in CNG. And the volume growth is also coming from the government policies also.
Right. And on the industrial side, you're trying to deal with the volatility by, through the new formula that you've put in place, better sourcing, etc.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So can we expect margins to start picking up also?
I think we remain with our guidance which we have given.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much, and all the best.
Thank you. The next question is from S. Ramesh from Nirmal Bang Equities. Please go ahead.
Thank you. My first thought is, you have given an exceptional item based on the reversal of provision for trade margins. So what is the impact of this in the EBITDA per SCM and the top line you reported for fourth quarter? And what is the reduction in the rate commission payable to MC that you have achieved based on this, reversal? And is it something which you can sustain in the future in terms of your pricing and margins?
See, I think the EBITDA will not be affected recently, because it's an exceptional item and we have not taken that for the EBITDA per SCMD calculation.
The thing is, if you have reversed that, there should be some benefit of that in terms of the commission you pay to MCs in your fourth quarter operations, right? Compared to where you were
We have reversed the provisions. Actual credit notes will be issued in this financial year. So we have entered into an agreement with them for settlement of the previous dues, which was there. So that settlement has occurred. Accordingly, the effect for that has been given in the financial accounts.
So if you're saying that hasn't impacted your realization or EBITDA per SCM,
That is already impacted in the current year. No, this was for the previous year.
Yeah, that's what I'm asking. So how much of that benefit? So if you look at the fourth quarter, your margin is the highest. So how much of that is because of the reduction in the trade commission? Is it possible to explain that?
No, it is, sir, I understand that this provision was created in over a period of last 3 years, not even this financial year. So we are just reversing that provision which was made. So already the changes with respect to the margins have already been, the OMC has already been paid in the same margins for the current financial year.
So if that is the case, where have you got the benefit in terms of either top line, because the top line has also gone up and the EBITDA per NCM has also gone up. So yeah, what has driven this improvement and is it sustainable? This is a simple question from an investor.
Yes, see, and you understand the volumes have grown.
Okay.
And we have been able to source gas at a much competitive price.
Okay.
And we have been able to compete with propane in the Morbi market in the last quarter.
Okay.
So that has increased our volumes in the last quarter. And with respect to the CNG volumes have grown up by 14%, and that margin has come in. So these two are the key factors which has come.
Understood. So if you look at your growth outlook for the next 2-3 years, given that CNG is going to possibly accelerate, you're talking about 10% growth, how do you plan to, you know, manage the incremental gas sourcing? Because your APM gas possibly will get fixed at whatever is in absolute terms, and so for CNG and domestic CNG, you'll have to possibly use market price gas. So what, how do you see the sourcing strategy? Will you go for KG plus short term, or will you have a blend? How do you plan your gas sourcing over the next 2-3 years to achieve your goal?
You see, there are two or three ways for the sources of. Basically, as per the government policy, we can have the HPHT gas also. And if you look at government has approved the, even for the KG, the Reliance thing, they have approved additional capex also, which will add to the volumes at the national level. So that volumes would be coming in, and most will be catered to by the CNG companies only. But basically, the city gas companies would be taking those volumes. And other thing on the short-term basis, basically, we will be taking this the spot gas. And if the volumes are sustaining, we'll also go for a long-term sourcing of gas.
Okay. So just a devil's advocate question. Now, if you go back to the periods where you had a spike in the gas costs and you had to reduce volume, so what is your current thinking in terms of tackling such situations which earlier used to cut down on the supply to maintain your margin? So since you have taken the initiative for the tender, are you talking about the industry willing to accommodate you in terms of price increases in the event of gas prices going up? How do you read the industry response to future increase in the gas cost? Because the model has been a bit difficult to predict, because you cut volumes and gas prices go up, your margins go up. So in terms of the longer term cash flows, you just have to get a sense in terms of what is the sustainable growth in Morbi, assuming some amount of volatility in gas costs, and to what extent the Morbi industry will be able to absorb that.
Yeah, I think we have a history of how the Morbi has reacted to the gas prices. And with an alternative fuel practically making its presence felt over there, basically we have countered that with a new pricing formula which has been put in place. Let us see how that formula reveals over a period of time. I think we are doing a back-to-back sourcing for that formula which we are given to Morbi. And that should practically help us in basically containing that volatility in the volumes and the margins going forward.
Understood. So one last thought. So can you share what is the share of the Morbi, either in terms of number of ceramic units or the share of that Morbi gas consumption, which is now, based on propane, what percentage of that market is driven by propane?
I think for the entire, we have a current market size of close to 7.6, and I think propane would be around
2.1. Okay, you have done 3.96. So what is the balance 1.6? So you...
This is the current one I am talking about.
Yeah, so current, you said 4 million in Gujarat gas PNG and 2.1 is propane. So with 6.1, where is the balance 1.5 coming from?
No, I'm not getting you.
No, no. See, you have given current consumption of energy in Morbi at 7.6. You said in March you are...
I think you misread me. The current market size in Morbi is 7.6 for respect to the gas.
Okay. So out of that, 2.1 is propane.
Yeah. Presently, 2.1 is propane. Close to 5 to 5.5 is gas which is being flown by GSPC, Gujarat Gas now.
Okay. And there is no other fuel like LPG coming in here, right?
LPG is not much, very minor quantity, which is not so significant.
Okay, thank you very much and wish you all the best.
Yeah, thank
you.
Thank you. Next question is from Varatharajan Shivasankaran from Antique Limited. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity. So if you can give us a breakup of the long-term sourcing contracts currently at play with volumes, and if any of those contracts are likely to expire in the near term or like, you know, in the current financial year.
Yeah. Basically, one of the sourcing would be expiring, that is the Reliance Gas, which expires in December. Other than that, we don't have any expiring contracts in this financial year.
Can we have a breakup of where, like, you know, what is coming from? For example, like, you know, how much is coming from Reliance, how much is coming from Kane, how much is coming from Qatar Gas, and whatever other sources are.
I think, see, ultimately we are buying from GSPC, and GSPC on a back-to-back basis is selling to us. So for us, all sources GSPC, except for the gas which we are procuring for the CNG business.
Okay. Even Reliance is, like, you know, primarily routed through GSPC.
Yeah. Except for the gas for the CNG and the domestic.
Okay. And when you're talking about, like, you know, the growth in outlets over the next 2 years, you are referring to a number of around 30 odd. So am I to take that 30 odd is what you will put yourself and the remaining will be Dodo's? What will be the total number of outlets which you will be putting up in the current fiscal and the next fiscal, including?
At least 22 plus from Gujarat Gas, and we are expecting a very good number from under our scheme FDODO also. And it's a bit early to predict that number.
Fair. Thanks.
Thank you. Next question is from Kirtan Mehta from BOB Capital Markets. Please go ahead.
Thank you, sir, for giving this opportunity. One question about, you have mentioned that you have added new customers, industrial customers, with a collective volume of 1.1 MMSCMD in FY24. So what was their actual volume pickup during FY24, and how much incremental is likely to be there from them during FY25?
Could you repeat the question? We could not get that.
You mentioned in the press release that the Gujarat Gas has added new industrial customers with a collective volume of 1.1 MMSCMD. So I believe this is a potential capacity that they can offtake. So what was the actual offtake during FY24, and what could be the incremental during FY25 from this set of customers?
Actually, whatever the number you are talking about, this is the GSS we have signed, that is 1.1 MMSCMD. And the way the network is developing and everything, I think we will reach almost 0.6, that is 6 lakh cubic meters per day of commissioning this customer.
During FY25 or during the current quarter?
In the current quarter. Current quarter. We have done it in the current quarter.
Understood, sir. And one more question was about the capex for the FY24. So the run rate had come down a bit. What was the driver for sort of reduced run rate during FY24?
No, there. I think the addition of basically going into FDODO with respect to the CNG was one of the factors. Because we had we did not want to put a parallel expenditure for CNG stations when somebody else is able, ready to invest. So that was one of the reasons.
Right. And in terms of the FDODO scheme, when would basically we will have the idea about the number of stations that we can do over during FY25? So what are the steps to sort of finalize the number of stations under that scheme?
We have planned to add more than 200 stations over the period of 2 to 3 years.
Right, sir.
Thank you. Next question is from Nitesh Dutt from Burman Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, thank you for the opportunity. So my first question is on your CNG segment, right? Can you please give a breakup of APM to non-APM allocation for the last quarter? And do you expect it to go upward, APM allocation? Because I think there was some issue in ONGC fields earlier.
So you want the shortfall which has happened?
Yep. Yep.
Okay. For the entire year, the shortfall is close to 17%, which is there. And if you look at the, if you look at the last quarter, it's close to 28%.
Got it. And going forward, do you expect this 28% to go down, or will it continue at similar levels?
I think it should continue at similar levels. But with the volumes picking up, maybe this gap may increase.
Understood. And a couple of more questions on our LNG, right? So spot LNG prices, are you seeing them in?
We have lost it.
We seem to have lost the line for Mr. Nitesh Dutt. We'll move to the next question. The next question is from Nitin Tiwari from Philip Capital. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. So my question is related to the tenders that we are talking about in the area of Morbi. So just wanted to understand a little bit more on that. So the 150 consumers that we are talking about, are we already supplying to some of these consumers, or these consumers would entirely be new? One is that. Secondly, what is the price that we are offering in Morbi right now? And would the price that we are going to offer in this tender be different than the price that we are offering to other consumers in the Morbi at this? So that is one.
Thank you very much. This AON goes for existing customer only. And our price is nearly 42 rupees per SCM in Morbi as of now.
Okay. So basically, this new pricing formula would be offered to the existing consumers only. You're not trying to win more volumes, like, you know, from the propane users currently. So when we spoke about the breakup of volume, you mentioned you are right now selling 5.5 and propane is at 2.1. So the tender that we have offered is to the 5.5 consumption that is already happening, right? This is a new pricing formula we have offered to them, is what you're saying.
No, it's something like this. Even though customers, so many customers in Morbi are using both propane as well as natural gas. And if you count that, we have more than 700 customers in Morbi.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So basically, to wean away from propane completely is what you're trying to say.
That's right.
With the new. Yeah. And what is the price that we are offering to consumers other than in Morbi? To other industrial consumers and commercial consumers?
Nearly 44 rupees per SCM.
So this is for industrial consumers other than Morbi?
Yes.
And commercial consumers?
The customer will be around 64 to 50 paisa per SCM.
54, you mentioned, sir? 54?
64.
So this 64 is the headline price including of VAT, or this is like, you know, net of VAT? This price is inclusive of VAT or excluding VAT?
Excluding VAT.
Excluding, sir?
Yes, please.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you. That's all from my end.
Thank you. Next question is from Vikas Jain from CLSA. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thanks for taking my questions. Firstly, so this contract is for 3 months? I mean, this EOI, when you ask for, it's for what duration that you're asking for the demand to be, I mean, from these customers?
It's for 1 year, please.
It's for 1 year. Okay. So then accordingly, you can, and then the linkage is simply that this is the propane price. It will be linked to linkage to propane price, whatever it is, 0%, 1%, 2%, whatever is the equivalent price. Is that how it works?
Yes, please.
And so now, sorry, go ahead.
No, please go ahead. Please go ahead.
And so now I'm just wondering, now when we are doing it in terms of a clear linkage to propane price, wouldn't our customers outside of Morbi also be wanting that kind of a transparency, some kind of a linkage? Are we going to cannibalize some of it? Is that a potential risk that, you know, even those other industrial customers might ask for similar kind of a formula?
We may get that kind of inquiries also from customers outside Morbi, and we are getting prepared for that.
Okay. And given all of that, I would just want to understand if pricing anyways, like you said, as per this formula and even outside of this formula, you are trying to price yourself close to propane. So from a pricing perspective, how would this formula really kind of help? I mean, from a, you were anyways over the last few months trying to price yourself close to propane, right? Is that correct or no?
Yeah, that's the ultimate aim in the Morbi market, to be highly competitive with the propane, either through this formula or other way around also.
Okay. Now, so in that case, do you think that your margin guidance that you have given of 4.5 to 5.5, that might be, you know, that's something which could be a little bit of a risk, or given that?
Because I think we are confident about our sourcing strategy and the way we are working, we will protect our margins.
Thank you. Next question is from Gokul Maheshwari from Aurega Capital Advisors. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you. Just two data points. Could you just give what is the deposit from customers as of FY24? And secondly, what were the average volumes for Morbi in FY24? Hello.
Yeah, the average volumes were around 3.85 last year.
Okay.
And yeah, and the total volumes for industrial was close to 5.77.
And what was the deposit from customers in the balance sheet for March 24, F24?
It's close to 1,800 crores.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from Sanat Kumar from FinConnect. Please go ahead.
Hello. Thank you for the, you know, letting me ask the question. I have a very small question. In terms of percentage only, how much are you utilizing the LNG? What is the percentage in terms of domestic, which is coming from APM and the milk or the high pressure, high, you know, high temperature gas? So I just want to know the percentage.
For the last year, it was the short term the contract which we used was close to 42%. And for the long term, it was close to 28%, and the APM was close to 30%.
APM was 30. So, no gas from HTPT?
That includes, the APM includes HTPT. The 30% includes HTPT.
Okay. Sorry.
One second. The short term includes the HPHT. Sorry. The 42% includes HPHT. APM doesn't, that is, APM percentage of 30 doesn't include HPHT.
Okay. So short term, when you say short term, it is 42%, which includes your HTPT.
And the spot.
And the LNG part.
Yeah, and the LNG part, yes.
So can you give me that split? I mean, within that 42, how much is HTPT and how much is LNG?
That would be hardly 1 or 2%, not more. HPHT will be hardly... Because the volumes are much less coming from HPHT now.
Okay. So short-term LNG, it's only 1% out of that 40% on average. And HPHT is rest.
That's an approximation I'm telling you. Because the volumes are much less from HPHT. Because if you look at the total volumes which we are selling, HPHT gas, yeah, you also know that HPHT gas allocation is very less.
Okay, so XTPT is just 1%, you're saying?
Yeah, 1 to 2%, is that would be the range.
Ah, okay, that's just spot LNG. So you we don't have any long-term LNG contracts?
No, we have. That's what I told you, no? Basically, close to 28% is coming from the long-term LNG sources.
Thank you. Next question is from Hemang Khanna from Nomura. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thank you for taking my question.
Yes, please.
We seem to have lost the line for Mr. Khanna. We'll move to the next question. Next question is from Gagan Dixit from Elara Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for taking my question. Sir, when I see your presentation, so I see that in the FY20, actually, your industrial volume per customer per day basis, it was the highest, I think around 2000 SCM Vesta per day per customer. That in the past 2 years, that's in the range of 1100 to 1300, or you can say 60-65% of the peak volume 4 years back, I see. So can I safely assume that this 30-35% of your industrial volume, this is the swing volume between the this gas and propane?
No, earlier, I think earlier propane was not so much in Morbi. So basically the Ukraine pricing basically affected the gas prices and basically people shifted to the alternative fuel. So that happened in that particular year. And that's how we lost volumes in Morbi. So that's why it's came down to around 5.3 or something.
Okay. So,
5.1, it came down to 5.1. Now practically we are trying to compete with propane and basically give an alternative solution for propane. That's how basically practically we are increasing our volumes back, gaining the lost propane volumes. Yeah.
Okay. So customer taking 100% of your volume. They are not switching in between. That I can assume safely.
So practically there is a situation wherein a person has both propane as well as gas. So basically wherever the price, when the prices are more, then basically he switches to the fuel which is more efficient for him and which less costly for him.
Okay, sir. And sir, any idea about the how much is the new units are coming in the Morbi? I mean, at least for next 12 months, how much is the in general the this capacity of the Morbi in general is increasing? That's a proxy of your demand growth.
Yeah, I think I won't be surprised if more than 25 big units are coming up the Morbi in next 1 or 1.5 years.
Okay, and these are typically double the capacity versus the earlier units, that most possible.
Yes, it's really large units.
Okay, sir. And sir, my final question is, in the last year call, you mentioned that basically you are looking aggressively to expand at Thane, Ahmedabad, rural, and also this Sirohi, Jalor and Kundarpur. So any status or outlook about that, how that demand is shaping up and how you see going forward at least for 1 or 2 years?
I think as I mentioned in the beginning of the conference that we are expecting at least 2 to 3 lakhs cubic meter per day from this new area where network is under development.
Okay.
I'm talking about industry volume.
Okay. Yeah, that's from my side.
Thank you. We'll be able to take one last question. We take the last question from the line of Nitesh Dutt from Burman Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, thanks for the opportunity again. So my question was about spot LNG. What were the prices for Q4, and have you been seeing an uptick recently in the last month or so? And second question is on the Israel conflict. So we have been hearing a lot of news on how it can potentially impact LNG supply and lead to volatility, etc. So is that something that can affect our LNG volume over a medium term?
Yeah, with respect to the first question, the average cost was close to $11.5 to $12 for the last quarter. And with respect to your this question of this war affecting that, I think that's going forward, it will unravel. But I think the long-term sourcing which we have done, that will still come in. But the pricing would ultimately get affected because of the war which is going on. But let us see, that's the thing which will come in future. But with respect to supplies, we don't think that supplies would be effective because supplies are not only coming from that area, the supplies are coming from all over the world. That should not be a problem.
Sure. This 11.5 that you're saying, is this the landed cost or is this excluding some of the transportation charges? And also, has it been coming down over the last month or so?
It has come down in the month of March.
Got it. And does this exclude the transportation cost, or is this the landed cost?
Transportation cost is hardly less than 5% of the entire cost. So that doesn't make a significant difference.
Sure. Thanks for that.
Thank you very much. We'll have to take that as the last question. I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Sandeep Dave, Company Secretary, for closing comments.
Thank you all for taking out time and attending the earning call of Gujarat Gas for Q4. We look forward to see you for the Q1 of FY24-25. To summarize, we have been able to make a very good comeback in this quarter with March 2024. The industrial volumes at 6.8 per MMSCMD. This has obviously increased our portion at Morbi also among the national gas open share. We continue to be optimistic about CNG volume in the quarters to come with APDODO-related decisions. Infrastructure development in new GAs will be our priority, and we'll also look forward to follow our strategy of ramping up volumes. However, the movement of alternate fuels and spot and long-term LNG prices would determine the pricing strategy of the company going forward. Thank you all. Thank you.
Thank you very much. On behalf of Gujarat Gas Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, ladies and gentlemen. You may now disconnect your lines.